It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 19th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is underwhelm, spelled U-N-D-E-R-W-H-E-L-M. Underwhelm is a verb. To underwhelm someone is to fail to impress or excite them. Here's the word used in a sentence by Zachary Pirellis in CBS Sports. Wake me up when NBA All-Star Weekend ends. Let's start with the dunk contest, which is supposed to be the most exciting event. It wasn't. Most of the dunks and judging of said dunks underwhelmed. The word overwhelm and its rare synonym whelm have both been around since the Middle Ages, but underwhelm is a 20th century coinage. Both overwhelm and whelm come from the Middle English whelmen, meaning to turn over or to cover up. Underwhelm is a playful overturning of overwhelm that is well suited for contexts in which something fails to excite. As is often the case with younger words, there is a certain amount of misinformation regarding where underwhelm came from. We have seen reports that the playwright George S. Kaufman coined it, and also that the famed sports writer Red Smith claimed to have used it first. Neither of these is likely to be accurate, for the simple fact that there is evidence that underwhelming was used, albeit as an adjective, before either of these men was born. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.